If you walk through Boston's financial district today, you'll see 3/4 acre of dirt. That was for the last 2 months plus the Occupy Boston tent city, which is now gone. As you probably know, the protesters were evicted early Saturday, and only hours after the camp was taken down, crews from the Rose Kennedy Greenway Conservancy moved in. That is the sound of a machine called an air spade loosening up the soil by injecting a blast of air into it, soil that had been compacted by the weight of the hundreds of tents there for the past 10 weeks. While that was going on, another worker sprayed compost on the dirt. Just a couple of steps crews are taking to restore the park. Today, in fact, they start to replace the grass. Yesterday, we met up with Nancy Brennan, head of the Rose Kennedy Greenway Conservancy, to take a look and to talk about what the future may hold for Dewey Square. As we stand here right now, it is completely clear of debris, and there must be a dozen or more Greenway Conservancy workers out here working with the soil. They're churning it up, they're raking it over. What are they doing?
The first thing is to regrade the soil and get as much air into it as possible to fix the compaction that naturally came from that many tents in such a small space.
How long will that take?
We believe we'll be able to open the park back up to the public by Thursday or earlier.
You know, other than planting the sod, planting the grass, replanting the shrubbery, replanting the flowers, what needs to happen here?
Another thing we're doing is checking the condition of the health of the trees. It's clear that not all the trees are going to make it, but the nice thing about Mother Nature is that we'll replant new ones in the spring.
What will this park look like when it's done?
There'll be two phases. By 2 weeks from now, it will look green. It will be completely open to the public to use for casual enjoyment. I'm looking forward to having everybody out here building snowmen soon. In the spring, there will be more improvements that will come. Part of what the Conservancy has to look at carefully is what money is available. We know that there will be some tens of thousands of dollars to improve at this first phase, and we already have received donations from private individuals, for which I'm very grateful, and we will see what we have can do for next spring.
Do you think, in a larger sense, that this place should evolve purpose-wise? After the drama of the autumn and the early winter, should it be a meeting place for outdoor dialogue? Not necessarily a protest site, but a place where there could be dialogue on issues and maybe even the frustrations of the day.
The Greenway, like other places in Boston, are proud to be open space forums for more civic discussion of important issues of the day. And I'm wondering whether there are new opportunities in this new chapter. Certainly the voices of Occupy Boston were heard. And now where do we go from here?
Do you think that you'll ever be able to look at this park space, this Dewey Square park space, as just a park ever again?
Occupy Boston is a piece of the Greenway's history, piece of Boston's history, and it will ever be thus. But this is an expression that should be without the limitations of a small 3/4 acre of park.
In other words, spread it around if you're going to do it.
If civic engagement is our goal around important civic issues, it can't be limited by a small 3/4 acre park. And the 21st century offers such interesting opportunities to get more people involved. But the park, the whole Greenway, as well as parks around the city, I think will always play an important role in people expressing their opinions.
Nancy Brennan, thanks for meeting us down here at Dewey Square.
Be well, Bob.
Nancy Brennan is the executive director of the Rose Kennedy Greenway Conservancy, which oversees Dewey Square.